You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Monday morning, Mike Opelka in for Nick Kale. Nick got a little bit of laryngitis last Friday when you guys were doing all the toy collection. Big kudos to everybody who came out.
Woo-hoo.
And yeah, joined the Piazza folks. By the way, couldn't get up to see you guys because, you know, we had the funeral thing. But the Piazza Mercedes of Wilmington,
yes, mm-hmm,
they're collecting there too, doing a good job.
Yes, right. You can go through this Friday. So Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, through this Friday the 12th at any. You can just check out the locations for that dealership nearest you, but across the region, because that's the power of Piazza, some 40-plus Piazza Auto Group dealerships. And that includes Wilmington, Delaware, if you want to get a Mercedes and drop off. That's like your excuse, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm, oops, I went to drop off a brand-new toy for Salvation Army in Piazza, and came back with a Mercedes.
And I found this brand new toy, nice, this lovely E350 4MATIC. It's gorgeous. Pre-owned, certified, woo-hoo, whatever you need.
Got a deal.
Yeah, do that. You should do that.
Coming up in 3 minutes, Mike Opelka's least favorite part of the morning show, Fight Club. We will get to it this morning.
Boy, I'm getting excoriated.
Well, I was told to ask you about it. I didn't realize you had this disdain for Fight Club. So
it's, you know, it's just a mild discomfort. I would, like I said, in the words of the late great Michael Jackson, I'm a lover, not a fighter. And Pillow Fight would be good, would it not?
Yeah, but it wouldn't have the same ratings bonanza. That,
yeah, it might be bigger.
Well, it depends on who's doing the pillow fighting.
Yeah, it depends, mm-hmm, on the pillows.
Yeah. Hillary Clinton was on with my friend Michael Smirkanish over the weekend. Mm. By the way, very interesting now that he's had her on a bunch of times now, and it's interesting. I don't know. I'm just noticing this.
Do you talk to him
I
on
do.
A regular basis?
Not on a regular basis, but we're friendly. We're friendly. We'll probably get together over the holidays and have lunch.
Okay.
This is a... So she says in this that if social media platforms don't moderate content, then we lose total control. Wow. Who loses total control? The politicians? The ones who control the message? Who loses total control?
We.
The collective. I got you.
We, the Soros-funded people, the one-world government,
Roll Hillary.
The platforms, whether it's Facebook or Twitter X or Instagram or TikTok, whatever they are, if they don't moderate and monitor the content, we lose total control. And it's not just the social and psychological effects, it's real harm.
Wow.
Real harm. Sidebar, Dawn, your opinion, you watched the clip, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is Hillary going to Doris Kearns Goodwin's hairdresser? Only political geeks will know what I'm talking about.
And usually she has good hair. I don't know which.
So
look at her.
Interestingly, because it was either last week or the week before, John Kerry said virtually the same thing.
Really?
Yes. I think you can go back in my prep and look for John Kerry saying that unless we get control of social media, we will lose control of the world, basically.
Well, listen to how, like, it's all about control.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's mm-hmm. the sick part.
And we go back 12 years or so when Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough told their audience, we tell you what to think.
I remember that one.
Yeah, because it's not like saying, hey, if we don't reach mm-hmm. the next, you know, the word should be, hey, how can we be better to reach the younger or the next generations? But that's not what they're saying. We have to control you, my pretty, or we will destroy you. You know what I mean? It's like creepy.
But Dawn, you're right. That's really what she's saying.
Ooh.
Instead of saying, hey, we did a terrible job reaching the youth with our message last time because we're not good at social media and yeah. we pretend like it doesn't exist. And we need to do that. Now they're saying, we need to control it. It's odd.
Well, this is also on the heels of the EU slapping Elon Musk with a massive fine over the weekend because he's not putting controls on Twitter X over in the EU.
Yeah,
and the whole reason why Elon bought Twitter was to preserve free speech. And the EU is basically falling apart. They're arresting people. As you guys talked about, that woman who used a text message and called somebody an F word who had attacked her. And yeah. she ended up with 11 cops rushing into her house and raiding her home while she was in the bath. And so she's ending up facing possible jail time for that word. But this is the left suppressing free speech. Elon Musk correctly said this weekend, if you want to find out who the fascists are, they're the ones who are suppressing speech.
All right. It is that time.
Uh-oh. Look the other
Dale
way.
And Company Fight Club.
One Yay. Shall stand, one shall fall.
We know fights equal rating.
You got knocked the f*** out, man.
We are going to knock you out.
Fight Club! On this Michael Monday.
Michael Monday.
All right, today's installment was sent in by Gigi Gadget, who Dawn and I met on Friday.
Yes.
Lovely woman, but she has some odd taste in fights. She sent this to me. I haven't seen this one. This, to Michael's point, this is the lowest common denominator once again. This woman has a skirt on that goes up, and her butt cheeks is out.
This looks like this is
happening at some restaurant. It almost looks like a Cracker Barrel restaurant. It's not, but it has like those old fashioned chairs in it. Some restaurant here. Restaurant brawls are always my favorite. Here, I was just killing time so Jimmy could load in the audio. See what I did there?
I do.
Hang on.
Sort of.
All right. Hang on. There we go. All right, Phil. Let's roll it. Uh-oh. Look. Oh. Come on. What is happening here? This is like a... There's hair pulling. There's butt cheeks. There's two different... There's simultaneous fights going on. Two guys are fighting. Women are fighting. Ridiculous. Oh, a chair is thrown! A chair is thrown! Unbelievable. Oh, no. A guy with a shirt off. Wow. That is some fight. Wow. Dawn Stensland.
Woohoo.
What do you think? Gigi Gadget loved it.
I know. Gigi.
Mike froze.
Glutton for punishment. Glutton for punishment. Mike, I don't know, maybe Mike just hates it.
He's like, he was just
I'm frozen. I'm out of here.
I'm out, ladies and gentlemen. It's a good one. I like this. I give this an 8 out of 10. Eight out of 10 with the fights, yeah.
I mean, what cracks me up, well, first of all, there are no serious injuries. That's good.
Of course not.
But what cracks me up is the people in the background who, there are always these people who are like, I'm eating my food and nothing will stop me. And they're and they just are unfazed.
It's amazing. You know?
It's just not normal.
It's amazing. Thank you, Gigi. A Missouri morning news anchor. This is Carissa Codell. She reads the comments from trolls about her appearance. Did you see this, Dawn?
Yes.
So this is 26-year-old news anchor for Ozark's First Morning News on Fox 49. So there are dozens of viewers for this.
Brand new.
So she's, first of all, she's a beautiful woman.
Yes.
But I guess she's a bit husky, but like, I don't know. She doesn't look that. But boy, the comments section in her Twitter was not great. So she decided to go on, which is great because, you know, Dawn, I'm always reading the hate that people send me.
Yes.
I mean, over the weekend, I got you're ruining the show and all kinds of stuff. Oh, just vicious things.
That's terrible.
Vicious things people are saying about me. But I do it with her. Or I fight back and tell them how completely meaningless their existence is to me. You know what I mean? Like, hey, rando guy that doesn't like me on the radio, fine. You don't like me? Cool. It affects my life none. But this woman took a very good approach to this, and she decided to read her mean tweets. Roll this.
Damn, girl, I want you to put a hurtin' on me like you do those midnight snacks. I don't think I will. I ain't never worked as hard as them ankles. Ladies, if your man doesn't work harder than your ankles, get another one.
Oh, she's funny.
She is.
Look at her laughing.
What happened to just, you look nice? I'm not going to read that. No, you're right. She's like the only fat nine I've ever seen. That's what I get out of that. Why have fake news when you can have cake news? What cake would I be? I guess leave a comment. Oh, maybe don't. No, well, we'll see what people come up with, I guess. I don't know. I'm kind of scared. This is who Sir Mix-a-Lot was rapping about. And if you don't get that reference, it's time to do your homework and go to bed. Damn, girl, you look like I'm about to get featured on your news channel.
Seems like this man's about to commit a crime for you.
Commit a crime?
Get featured on the evening news?
Get featured. Oh, get featured on the evening news.
Oh, boy.
I didn't realize he was going to partake in criminal activities. You look like you could survive a harsh winter. She's thicker than Zoo Glass. I don't know who Zoo Glass is.
She's cute.
She is. Flex like him. Like, how is he? You know what I mean?
Fee
fi fo yum.
I give it to her. I give her credit.
She's a good sport.
She's a good sport about this. And that's the way to take, like, trolls. Who cares? Who cares what somebody thinks about you? You know what I mean? Like, we put ourselves out there. If you don't like it, screw off.
Well, she's confident.
She is.
She's very blonde.
Yep.
She's very buxom.
Mm-hmm.
And baby got back. But she's built like a brick house.
She's beautiful.
So she's
gorgeous. Yeah, there's absolutely nothing wrong with her appearance whatsoever.
So I was thinking about who she looks like going, you know, her name was Anna Nicole.
Yeah, she kind of does look like
Anna Nicole. And she's kind of got that Anna Nicole vibe going on because Anna Nicole at the time in, you know, in marketing was supposed to be a more buxom gal for blue jeans.
Yes.
And so this anchor woman is, you know, she's built, but she also holds up her muscle, her arm at one point and shows.
Look at her
she's
arms.
Extremely fit.
Phil, just put that photo right there into
like where you show it because she works out. I mean,
I guess it's the very, very end. Just go to the very, that one right there. Yeah. YouTube.com/at1210WPHG. Like her arms are like.
Her arms, she works out. She's lifting some weights. She's doing squats.
Yeah.
Good for her. And she's a really good sport.
YouTube.com/at1210WPHD. Good for her for doing this. It's amazing. We will hook back up with Mike Opelka in one second. But, Dawn, can you talk to us about conservative tours?
Of course. Are you
Where
ready?
Are you going? Where are you going?
We are going to – this is Portugal, Spain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is amazing. Next spring.
Talk to me dirty, baby.
Yeah, baby.
I'm so sorry.
No, seriously, you got to come away with us. This is – and we were chatting in our group chat over the weekend because, you know, we have get-togethers. Like, Sue and Tom were organizing. There's I can't go to it because there's a Thursday night unless – Greg would let me off.
Nope.
So see,
we're all off at the end of this month. So come on. We have to, unless you get sick.
I know. No, I'm not. Don't even say that.
We
not
might.
Good. But
my son's sick. So
is he?
I'm not going to make this week. Aww. I'm not going to make this whole week. I know I'm not.
The worst.
I know I'm not. Because he was sick last night. I'm just like, I'm going to get this. And this week's a busy week for me, too. Because
it's always the way.
Politics and Pints. We have the Annie Chan block party on Friday. It's
Friday
the one
night.
Week. It's the one week I can't get sick.
You can't get sick.
And I'm 100% going to get sick this week.
So look, we need an escape.
Sorry.
Next spring. Come away with me. 10 days next spring. If you have loved our conservativetours.com events, like the ones we went over the years to Italy. Oh, my goodness. Wait until you see this one. So Ken Chase and the conservativetours.com team have outdone themselves. And this is designed and catered just for you, just for us. And this is the listeners at 1210. And for those of you viewing on YouTube right now, the dining at the wineries, rivaling the best in Europe, private Portuguese escort for the event, along with four-star accommodations. $5,738, yes, that does include your airfare from Philadelphia. The Bellum Tower, Geronimo's Monastery, the fun of strolling Alfama's cobblestone passages, brimming with those scrumptious, fresh seafood restaurants, Abydos and Fatima, the elegance of Coimbra. You better call now. This is booking up very fast. 888-733-9494, conservativetours.com. The beauty of Sintra, Cabo de Roca. I could go on and on. Also, Portugal's answer to Tuscany, the Douro Valley, Santiago de Compostela in Spain, drawing pilgrims in such a passionate way. We will find out why together. Join me for the history, the cuisine, which is incredible, and the camaraderie, which has lasted now. I mean, we've actually become close friends. We have a great group. I hope you join us. The beauty of this secret land, small but oh so impressive. I'll see you, Bellum Tower, conservativetours.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Mike Opelka in for Nick Kale. Nick lost his voice on Friday. You witnessed it. It's on its way back, but I'm stepping in for my pal. And I prepared for today by playing golf in the freezing weather yesterday morning. Stocker has texted me going, "Hey, are you good for tomorrow?" I'm going, "Yeah, I'll play golf. Of course I'll be good."
How'd you do?
Lowest score of the group, but you know, it was a cold day. It's hard to putt on frozen greens, but yeah. It's never a bad day on the golf course. Although Nick doesn't know the pleasure of December golf. I don't think he knows the pleasure of November golf.
No, he doesn't. Yeah, he doesn't golf.
Lives on a golf course.
Yeah, but he doesn't do it in cold
He's
weather.
He's a Sheila. And our Australian friends,
it's like,
he's a Shaley. We'll get out if it's under 70 degrees. He freezes up looking at guano falling out of a tree in Florida. So get well, Nick. I'm sure he'll be back. Nick, if the Eagles were playing in town today, Nick would probably be pre-gaming.
It's
would
true.
He not?
Absolutely.
But they're not.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're out west today. Tonight.
Well, that's my thinking that he might be sick tomorrow,
uh-oh,
too. So he can stay up and watch this stupid game tonight.
He would never
well,
do
if,
that.
If the Eagles win, he'll want to be here, right?
Yes.
I think so. And the other thing we could do, I haven't monitored this. Last weekend, Nick had a really good weekend handicapping all the college and pro games. I think he was like 13-3.
Yeah.
So if you went with the Kale bets, you made money. Wow. I don't think Saturday was that good for him.
13-3, wow.
Yeah,
by the
I think
way,
he was.
Our friend Patty Maneri, she wrote to us, said LaSalle College High School football won state's Saturday MVP Joey O'Brien, and another player are headed to Notre Dame next year. So,
wow.
LaSalle College High School, congrats.
Awesome.
No bowl game for Notre Dame this year, but maybe next year.
Amen.
Maybe.
We'll
Thanks,
see.
Patty.
But Nick will no doubt be watching the Eagles tonight. Hopefully his voice will be back tomorrow. Happy to be here. Honored to be here. We're going through so much today. And we teased this early on, and I'm glad everybody's watching on the YouTube channel. Rosie O'Donnell.
Yes.
She left the country, lived up to her word. She said if Trump got elected, she was going to leave the country, right? She did so.
She did.
She did.
And she may be the only one who really, Ellen DeGeneres is apparently coming back.
Yes.
And who's the other one? Eva Longoria.
Eva Longoria, yeah.
But she had already left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was Bravo Sierra. That was mm-hmm. a load of crap. But Rosie left, and last week you guys talked about how she said her daughter was saying, "Damn that Donald Trump,
yes.
damn him,"
yes.
slamming her hand. Never happened. But who was Rosie on with? Nicole Wallace?
Yes, that's what this cut is, 37, where she confesses. Because today's story, in case you weren't with us at 6 a.m., was that Rosie O'Donnell's therapist urged her to detach from posting about President Trump for 2 days prior to Thanksgiving. And she couldn't even go 2 days without posting about Trump. And in this clip with Nicole Wallace is where she talks about how she says something to the effect of, why, like, her therapist says to her, like, why are you so upset about all this?
And yes.
And she wonders why her therapist is not more upset about this. Roll this, Phil.
When people say, "I changed my mind," we have to say, "Welcome back to reality. Let's all be Americans together." right? Because what's happening is not only happening to Democrats, it's happening to everyone. And when the Medicaid cuts go in, old people are going to start to die.
Die.
What he's done yet hasn't even hit us yet.
Oh, boy.
Right. And if he's not stopped now, we have lost our country.
Her nose is all red.
And I don't know, Nicole.
She has a cold.
Yeah, sure.
How it is that some people cannot see it. My therapist said, why are you so upset? And I said to her, why are you not?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, I have that conversation too, because the gaslighting that I think you're alluding to.
So it sounds to me like both Nicole Wallace and Rosie O'Donnell are seeing shrinks over Trump. Boy, that's super healthy. That's super healthy, ladies. Just saying.
Wow. I wonder if we could do a breakout on the growth of therapy post-election. And see if we could call that the Trump bump.
Well, TDS is a real thing, according to a doctor.
Yeah.
So these people are, in my opinion, they're mentally ill. Like, it's sad.
It's
because
real.
they are so fixated with this that they can't think about it. Determines their moods. It's sad. Like, life is so short and so precious. And so, like, why waste it? Why waste it worrying about nonsense? Just nonsense. I'm sorry.
Well, I have a friend who's also a mentor named Jim Stovall. He writes books and he gives speeches. I think Dawn knows who he is, a blind dude. And he was talking to me last week about the difference between worry and concern. If you worry about something and it takes over your life, you can't do anything. You become paralyzed. If you're concerned about it, then you generally take action. And in the case of the left, or as I like to call them, the offendanista class, they wake up every morning and they check to make sure Trump is still alive. Then they light their hair on fire and run around trying to find out what they're going to be mad about.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's got to be a terrible way to live, because there was another clip. I don't think we have this, but I posted a link on it in my Twitter account. The woman who wants every Democrat to wear a blue wristband. So we can identify.
I saw
who is
that.
Friendly.
Is that real? I saw reports that that was a fake one. It's not a fake one.
I thought I'd click the button, because if you're on Twitter X, the Grok button is the best button ever.
Yes.
It is.
Because there is one person who is an internet comedian who was talking about, saying that they were a professor of lesbian poetry. And wanted to encourage people to sign up for scholarships for lesbian poetry. And it turned out to be Bravo Sierra. But there are folks who are saying, I'm at the dog park and I don't know who's friendly because I don't know who they voted for.
Oh, boy.
Are you going to apply that litmus test to every part of your life? Are you going to buy gasoline from a company that didn't have executives who voted for Trump? What are you going to do?
So right now people should just walk around with red and blue bracelets on?
It worked well with the gold stars, didn't it?
I was just going to say that. Oh, my God.
It's so stupid. It really is stupid. So it's infuriating. You know, Gregory, we need some inspiration.
We do.
From the cut sheet. We got a couple of inspirational clips.
What do we have?
In the cut sheet. Not the Ilhan Omar one. Nothing to do with them. Am I the only one who's the little hairs on the back of my neck stand up every time she uses that little in her speech?
Yeah.
I think we got to give kudos. Cut number four, the woman in Missouri. She's a news anchor.
We played that one already. When
you did.
Yeah, when you were not with us there for a couple minutes. So sorry about that.
That was the greatest. I give her huge props for being able to laugh at herself.
How about this 88-year-old veteran that Dawn reported last week that received that got GoFundMe? So the story was an internet influencer went up to this guy who was 88 years old. He was working at a convenience store, a grocery store or something like that, and had to do it to make ends meet because he worked for General Motors, retired in 1999, had a pension. When General Motors went bankrupt, he lost his pension. His wife got sick, died a couple years later, and they went through all of their savings to pay for his wife's illness. So he's 88 years old. He's still working to make ends meet. A gentleman knew the story, went up to him, gave him $400 just for, you know, just to be a good human.
Sure.
Put the video online, and they started a GoFundMe page that that raised $1.7 million for this gentleman. He was just awarded the check from GoFundMe over the weekend, and this is how that sounded. Cut 10.
So that you can just focus on me. There's a lot of support for you here, man.
So he walks in the room, hugs the social media influencer.
Can you say that your wife is looking over your shoulder? I know you've been visiting her a lot, asking about that, and you still have that $400 in my pocket you gave me. With everyone supporting the room, I want to reveal that this is one of the largest individual fundraisers in GoFundMe history.
Wow.
And, yeah, if you want, you will be able to retire, because we've raised you $1.77 million.
Wow. This gentleman was in Michigan. He's crying. He's hugging the influencer.
Hugs him again.
Yeah.
Do you
compose himself?
Do you get that, or do you have to pay taxes on that?
It's a great question. I don't know. I don't know how GoFundMe works.
Because, you know, there's somebody in Michigan government going, we got to get our beak wet on this.
Exactly. 100%.
Yeah, I don't know. They should say that he was damaged, that he suffered damages. Because if you suffer actual damages in a lawsuit, for example, this is where the lawyers always win, then you don't have to pay taxes on it. So if he could somehow say this was for an award due to damages because of what happened with a company going bankrupt where, you know, the CEOs remained rich, they didn't suffer like he did because he lost his pension. That's the only – I mean, it's a great question you ask.
It's a good story, and maybe – I know she's listening because she yelled at me about Elvis earlier. Maybe Linda Kearns knows. She could text us the answer on that. But that's one of those GoFundMe questions. Here's a legitimate story. We had those fake GoFundMe things that we've seen in the past. This one just warms your heart, and this guy's going to get it. Now, if he shows up in a week with like six 29-year-olds at a Vegas hot tub party –
He would go up way up higher than he already is in my book. Go out with a bang, right?
Well, I'm sure his kids are probably going, thank God for dad. Yeah. I hope it all goes through. My heart wants this to go to the right place.
Well, that's a good GoFundMe story. There's also a not a good GoFundMe story. Did you guys see this story? A Wisconsin woman was fired from her job at Cinnabon because she repeatedly began harassing and recorded a Somali couple and called them the N-word. And she now has a GoFundMe page up that has raised over $27,000.
Wow.
Phil, let's roll this.
I am racist.
Mm-hmm.
And you are.
No,
I am racist, and I'll say that to the whole entire world. Don't be disrespectful.
You ruined your life, by the way. Oh, you're talking about respect? You're talking about respect? You are fired from this place. You're not going to be working here. What? Look how you...
What's wrong with you? She does the suck it from DX.
Ugly? Talking about ugliness?
Did I stutter?
Wow.
My question on this, and, you know, certainly anybody who opens up a video with a young lady going, I am racist, and I want the whole world to know it. You immediately go, wait, what?
Yeah.
But there had to be something. There was a report that this couple had been baiting her ahead of this. So we only saw it where the video starts here.
It does seem like that from the, you're not going to be working here. Like, why are they filming her?
But let's be real. I mean, if somebody could say whatever they want to bait any of us, I'm not going to go to calling. You know what I mean? I'm not going to say racist stuff.
Right.
It's unfortunate that she went there and showed. So it worked. The baiting, they wanted to bait her and it worked.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, unfortunate. But, you know, you shouldn't say that. She should just say, why are you so nasty? You should be grateful that you're here in the United States of America. Why are you being so nasty to me? You're being racist by even trying to bait me.
Well, Dawn, there's not a lot of nuclear physicists working at Cinnabon to make extra money.
A lot of good people, though, who are not racist, right?
I'm just saying, this may not be the best always, and the brightest of us.
Dawn always finds the best in things.
And they have, Cinnabon correctly terminated her. But now I wonder, will the social justice warriors demand this girl not get the money?
Well, so
well,
this is
too bad.
So this is this isn't GoFundMe. This is Give Send Go, I guess.
Okay.
It's
yeah.
Stan with Crystal, the girl's
Stan
or the woman's
with Crystal.
The woman's name is Crystal, and she's raised. It looks like Phil, just put up the video really quickly. Just the video, no audio. It looks like she's raised over $70,000.
Holy when, cow!
As of when this video was,
that's like 15 years at Cinnabon.
Yeah. Yeah. So Crystal made out in this one.
Yeah, she did. She did.
Eek.
Yeah. That's a lot of money for racism. That's not going to do a lot to help tamp down the racist remarks.
No.
Wow.
So there you go. So there's the good the internet can do and the bad the internet can do all in one little segment.
But
there.
Wait, we've been remiss. We haven't shown the stupid that the internet
Uh-oh.
Captures.
What's that?
I gotta see. I haven't seen this one. I only saw the write-up on it that you gave us. The supermarket with the cart wrangler.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Do you have that one, Phil? You have that one. So a guy, I believe this is Target, because Target has the escalator that you can go up and they can push the carts down.
Yeah.
So this guy tries to hurry the escalator along a little bit. Dawn, you have to see this. It pushes it down and actually knocks out a patron. Roll this. Look at the Jesus man!
Oh my God!
Look at that! Look at that!
Smashing the glass doors!
Yeah. Watch! He tries to push him down, and then he's like, "Uh oh!
Do not take the cart on the escalator."
Why would you take the cart on the escalator like that?
Yeah. Oh well, my usually, God! Usually, don't they have a giant strap? And they—it's
yes.
like a train.
You forgot the strap,
and the kid forgot the strap.
That. Oof. That woman is suing. I don't know if this is a Target
goodness.
Or whatnot, but I think it might be, but I don't know. But
she walks
yeah.
away. So
she does.
She's okay.
But she kind of staggers away,
yes.
Dawn.
Sorry about that. Can you roll the very goodness. Beginning again, Phil?
Hello, Morgan and Morgan.
Yeah.
We have a new client
exactly.
for you.
Oh, look at she gets leveled.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
This is customer bowling.
Oh, wow.
We used to do turkey bowling at the grocery store.
Yeah,
the frozen turkey.
Yeah. Look at this. Watch this. Down.
And whoosh.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
She's lucky she's a little person and she moved
yeah.
to the side.
I know.
Or it could have been even worse. But
no, she's not.
Look,
she's
limping.
Not right.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
She's not right.
Oh.
That's an injury.
Yeah.
And if this kid's looking for a date, I know a former Cinnabon employee.
Crystal's available.
Crystal's probably looking for a lover.
All right. Today in music history, Michael Pelka, that we have that coming up.
Oh, I love this.
Yeah.
This is one of my favorite things from Mr. H here. Woo-hoo. I love Phil's music history.
That's coming up next, guys.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent,
I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to Plansmore, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Mike Opelka in for Nick today. Nick lost his voice. I'm betting it'll be back tomorrow, but if he needs me, I'll be here. Enjoyed it. Before we get to Phil and This Day in Music History, I was reading the Inquirer. There's kind of a disturbing story that, you know, it always comes out this time of year, the holidays, that loneliness is on the rise and really spiking. And there are a lot of people who are going to be alone this holiday season. And I encourage you to check on your neighbors, check on the people that you work with, and make sure people have somebody to be with during the holiday season. And if you are a person who's alone, we have a big gathering, and I need some extra chairs. So if you're not going to be using those chairs,
that's not right.
Is that wrong?
That's not right. That's not right.
Is that terrible?
It's a good message, though. It's a good message, though.
Because check on your neighbors.
Yeah, loneliness is.
It's almost 50% of the people over 40 years old are alone and lonely this holiday season. So check in on your neighbors. It doesn't matter who they voted for. They're neighbors. Amen. They're Americans. And now a great American with a great message every day.
I have to follow buddy. That.
Well, Phil, I was going to say, well, I expected you to be at the White House at the Kennedy Center last night.
I mean, I can't be everywhere. I have to be here because we start at 6 a.m.
That's true. You're a dedicated man.
Today, December 8th, we celebrate the birthdays of Corey Taylor from Slipknot and Stone's Tower, as well as Phil Collin from Def Leppard. Heavenly birthday shouts to Jim Morrison, Greg Allman, and Sam Kinison. We also lost John Lennon in 80, Dimebag Darrell in 2004. I'm a little surprised no one in the YouTube chat mentioned him. And Razzle from Hanoi Rocks because, well, don't get in a car with Vince Neil. Singles include California Dream by the Mamas and the Papas in 65. Hotel California by the Eagles in 76, and Mr. Fantasy by Traffic in 67. Also in 2013, Metallica became the first band to play on all seven continents. In 79, Six would top the singles chart with Babe. In 98, the FBI opened its file on Frank Sinatra to the public. In 71, Reginald Dwight officially changed his name to Elton John. And in 95, the Grateful Dead announced they were done. But lastly, since we announced that Kiss was getting honored yesterday, on this day in 2013, Santana and Billy Joel also got honored at the Kennedy Center. For Kale and Company, I'm Phil Omquist. Very nice.
By the way, thank you, Phil. Very good stuff there. Go ahead.
Real quick before we get to Dawn's Big Three, the poll that's up right now on YouTube. Where do you guys think? I'm going to start with Dawn first. Self-checkout or going to the register? What do you think? And by the way, the voting on this was huge. So what do you think won out? Self-checkout or the register?
Self-checkout.
Mike? Michael Pelka?
I'm sorry to report. I think it's register.
Phil Almquist?
I'm going to go register, which is where I will be a little later today at Wegmans and Warrington.
Oh, boy. the winner is register by 52%,
wow.
Darn.
Wow.
52 to 48%.
Register. That's pretty close.
At least this audience prefers the register over self-checkout. So,
ironically, that percentage is roughly what at least the Wegmans that I work at in terms of sales of that store. 52% is roughly register, and 48% is roughly self-checkout.
So it mirrors. It mirrors.
It
the
does
country,
actually,
or,
yep.
Or at least that. That.
Yep.
So
that
usually
store.
6 automated self-checkout, and usually about 15.
Yeah.
Staffed registers.
Yeah, we have
at Wegmans.
12 self-checkout in Warrington,
wow.
And roughly 8 or 9, depending on the day and time of day and all that kind of stuff, for registers over Wegmans.
Wow, wow, wow. Interesting.
So there you go.
All right, Dawn, you ready?
I am ready, baby.
It's the Big Three with Dawn Stensland.
The Big Three. Yes, the Big Three this morning. And we will begin with what I will call a transformational day in American history. On this day, December 8th, 1941, FDR's Day of Infamy speech, which obviously was crucial for uniting the nation after the horrific, deadly surprise attack on Pearl Harbor. Here are just a snippet of President Roosevelt as he was formally requesting a declaration of war against Japan from Congress, which was granted almost immediately. Listen in.
Yesterday, December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
And so this Day of Infamy speech, as it is now called, this was a rally for national support, framing the attack, obviously, as a treacherous act of aggression and launching our nation fully into World War II. And so it was transformational in so many points, but galvanizing patriotic fervor, mobilizing the nation for global conflict as we entered into the war, and he was addressing Congress, obviously.
We also did some dumb stuff. In Chicago, there was a potato chip company called Mrs. Japp's Potato Chips.
Oh, gosh.
Didn't go well for them.
Wow.
No.
Yeah. And you think about those old Looney Tunes. There was a Looney Tunes commercial or episode that they pulled eventually called Nip the Nips.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So, yeah,
it's not a plastic surgery.
Yeah, no, it's
episode.
Not. It's not. But going back to Mark and Philly, his point. I think Dawn, you brought this up earlier to Mark. If we're going down these rabbit holes of the Israeli government was involved in the October 7th.
Yes.
So was the U.S. and Japan in it together to spark World War II? You know, I don't know. You know, like we're going down those rabbit holes now, aren't we? So,
yeah, you're right. So in this one, I'll just say, as far as our current POTUS, what is that? Our current POTUS, President Trump, coming to Pennsylvania tomorrow, December 9th, 45th and 47th President of the United States, Donald Trump, returning to Pennsylvania. He'll be addressing inflation as well as the economy and how he plans to continue to bring down prices. POTUS will be at Mount Airy Resort in Mount Pocono, Pennsylvania. And the PAGOP putting out there a link, but they're saying that there are still some spots available. You have to sign up in advance, obviously. So he'll be here. POTUS is here.
Cool.
Very good. This is the beginning of a midterm push.
Yes.
The president's going to make a lot of appearances. I think they said all 50 states in order. But Hawaii's probably a lost cause. But he's supposed to be going out and pushing affordability. And Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, said that he anticipates GDP to be over 3%. But the real exciting news is going to start happening in January.
Yes. Amen. That brings us to President Trump just trying to bridge the gap, if you will. And that's actually the name of this program, where President Trump is actually at this roundtable where he'll be announcing this afternoon in the White House. The administration has been announcing Treasury Sec Scott Bessent, as well as Brooke Rollins. They will be there announcing this program that will be gifting about $12 billion to bail out American farmers who've been hit hard by low crop prices, decreased demand for their products. And so President Trump unveiling this program today during this biggity big, as I say, roundtable event at the White House. And so in this one, it's called the Farmer Bridge Assistance Program, $12 billion for this program to bail out the farmers. That'll be announced today. And I think part of that is bridging the gap until we can get things rolling in 2026. That's what we're hearing.
It's the Farmers Bridge Assistance Program?
Yes.
They didn't work hard enough on an acronym. It usually spells something.
Yeah,
this is
just,
a
yeah.
F-bra... What?
F-ba... The it could be FAB. They should have made it the Farmers...
I don't think you want to say that on the radio.
Well, the Farmer Assistance Bridge.
Do not look that up right now.
We're not looking up things. But it could be Farmers Assistance Bridge. Or it could be BAR, the bridge.
Stop digging. Stop
right,
digging.
I'll stop digging.
I like FAB.
FAB. It could be the FAB. All right, no, so
FAB.
Also...
With a P.
You oh, all sorry. Need little Jesus right now.
I know,
right
I know. I'm sorry.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
By the way, I love this. We get a rare behind-the-scenes story with about President Trump and what it's really like to work alongside or for President Trump. Thanks to our Vice President, J.D. Vance. Listen until the end of the story. Just here's the Veep.
Okay.
Today, I'm in the Oval Office with the President of the United States and our great Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, and we're talking about something really, really important. And the President kind of holds up his hand and says, no, hold on a second. There's something much more important. Shoes. And he peers over the Resolute desk and he says, Marco, J.D., you guys have shoes. We gotta get to better shoes. So he goes out and grabs a catalog. There happens to be another politician in the room. I won't say who, and you'll find out why in a second. And he actually runs us through this incredible shoe catalog. And by the way, honey, the president is gifting us with four pairs of shoes. And I think four pairs for Marco. And he's actually asking our size in the middle of this conversation. He's asking for our size so that he can make sure that we get the right shoes. And he asked this other policy, he said, I'm going to get you some shoes too. And so he says, Marco, what's your shoe size? And Marco's apparently an 11 and a half. He says, you know, JD, what's your shoe size? My shoe size is 13. And he asked this politician, who I won't embarrass, what his shoe size is. And he says 7.
Ouch.
Oh.
President, he kind of leans back in his chair and says, you know, you can tell a lot about a man by a shoe.
Wow.
Wow.
How about Marco? I'm impressed with little Marco. What
I
that
think
tells
he's padding
me.
That. I think he. I agree
with Michael Opelka. I believe he is padding that a little bit.
I want a congressional investigation into
Stensland. You never know,
Stensland. You
sometimes
know this.
Those little guys.
Men always lie
with
up.
Big
you
feet.
Know that. You know.
I don't
know. To say, Don. I heard this on the Pee Wee Herman Playhouse. Big feet, big socks.
Dun 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 dun. Dun. So number three will take you to a New Jersey Christmas tree farm. Now, this is in the news because people are not happy. There's a lot of criticism. Why? Well, because they actually paint. They're known as the painted Christmas tree farms. Take a look at this.
Wow.
So it's Wyckoff's Christmas tree farm in Jersey with all of the Christmas Grinches, if you will, saying, why do they have to paint their trees?
By the way, funny story. My family used to go to Wyckoff's.
They did?
For years and years. They actually, the White House Christmas tree actually came from there for a couple of years ago. So, it's a great place. I think it's outside of like Belvedere, New Jersey or somewhere out in that area. But why are they painting them?
They do this for vibrant, just for really, I think, for the visitors who come. So not all of the trees are obviously painted, but they do patriotic ones, red, white, and blue. They do purple. I mean, people can buy them. And it's also a really cool display. But they do them in vibrant, you know, purple and whatever color.
Yeah.
And you're seeing it if you're watching YouTube, purple and green, like maybe your favorite
team. I'm a pass.
Yeah, no, that's no.
And they absolutely flock them.
Flock them.
They're out of their flocking minds, is what they are.
By the way, the one of the last great spots where you can go and actually physically cut down a tree. These people with buying them in lots and stuff. Come on,
really?
Come on, just get out there and get a little get a saw. You know,
yeah.
Saw it down yourself.
People used to get kind of inventive on the Jersey Turnpike and jump into the Pine Barrens and cut down their trees until Jersey started spraying them. Remember?
Not good.
Don,
not good.
Don, would you don an Eagles green Christmas tree?
I wouldn't mind one. I will flock parts of it myself. I'll spray it, parts of it myself.
What?
Yeah. You can buy the spray stuff and just flock it yourself.
Wow.
And then, like, when my kids were little, well, I won't even say it, but, you know, I did, like, kind of some footprints, you know, so you know who would.
Oh, yeah.
You know, with the,
of course,
the cookies.
Of course.
You know what I mean? You can have fun with the flocking.
You didn't do that, Santa.
I did. Santa did, but
thank
I,
you. Thank you.
You know, was helping.
You? What's wrong with you?
Well, Santa's usually
Santa
very
left
neat and
footprints,
clean.
Yes.
Ate a cookie and all that stuff.
Santa's clean. Santa's a messy eater, though. Like,
yeah, that's true.
He's always leaving crumbs. You know what I mean? Like,
and you have to leave a couple of carrots
for the reindeer.
For Rudolph
Absolutely. And
the reindeer.
Absolutely.
Don't forget the carrots.
Yeah.
Empty bourbon bottles.
The drunk reindeer. The drunk reindeer.
So that is your big three. We have a lot in store. There's a ton going on. We have great guests as well. By the way, Dr. Mary Mass, who will be here at 10:30, she had suggested, because she said, Dawn, you know, the guys have like politics and pines, like Dom's great event tomorrow.
Yeah, sure.
She's like, why don't you have Pinot, like for the ladies, and have
Pinot
some
and
female
pines, or
Pinot and pines, because you could do Pinot Noir and Pinot Grigio.
Pinot and politics.
You could do Pinot, politics, and for her, PBMs, because we're always talking about the middlemen and healthcare and stuff like that, and the Affordable Care Act. And by the way, Congress, they got to get their act together. TikTok, December
8th. You got to raise it one more level. So
yes.
Politics and pints is one thing.
Yes.
But
Pinot and pints.
Pedicures and politics.
Ooh.
So
wow.
We get a bunch of pedicure troughs lined up.
That'd be awesome.
Sponsored by Joseph Anthony.
Yeah.
There you go.
How much fun would that be?
Wow.
So Pinot, pedicures, and politics. What
It'd
other alliteration can we think of?
It's radio. We love alliterations.
You want to work more? You really, you're looking for ways to work more? Really?
Well, I'm not like, you know, it's not heart surgery and it's not digging ditches. You know what
That's
I mean?
It's true, but like,
I think the oil got it to your head.
For all you other P words around there.
Yeah. Hey.
It's really, politics, it's a fun job.
Politics and...
Well, that would be funny.
That's a radio show I listen to. Come on.
By the way, update from Linda Kearns on the GoFundMe
thing. Linda.
Funds received from GoFundMe are not taxable to the recipient because they are considered gifts.
Yeah.
The recipient does not pay taxes on received gifts. So there are some exceptions, but the guy who lost his pension should not have to pay taxes. Thank you, Linda Kearns.
Thank you. Who's the best? We'll be
here
Wednesday.
I do not apologize for anything I say about Elvis ever.
Yes.
Thank you.
So that's right, because you always – Linda's – she might be listening, so
she
that's the
be.
Truth.
She might be.
So we have a lot of other Trump news. He was very active and very busy yesterday, so we'll get. Don't worry, you won't miss a thing with President Trump and what else he and his administration are talking about. And locally, and by the way, our guys, Surge Philly, they'll be along in the 11 o'clock hour as well. So we have a lot. We got it all covered for you.
Yeah, stay right here.
Stay right here.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.